Last time, I talked about birds smacking into windows. One place with a lot of windows is the Empire State Building. This skyscraper, what was once described by Deborah Carr in An Affair to Remember as the nearest thing to heaven, doesn't dispatch to heaven as many birds as it once did, because now they turn off the lights at midnight. And for some reason, this huge skyscraper doesn't seem to kill as many birds as more modern buildings do, and it's being monitored carefully, so I don't think birds are dying there that people don't know about. Dr. Robert DeCandido told me that he's found surprisingly few cases of strikes during the years he's been doing spring and fall nighttime counts from the observation deck. Most nights have at least some migration, and when it's big, it can be huge. He describes being up on the observation deck on a good migration night and feeling like he were within a whirling vortex of birds. Bob has an article in the current issue of Birders World about his years counting migrants from the Empire State Building. He talks of two times seeing an osprey migrating by night over land, something they hadn't been known to do. He talks of peregrine falcons hunting by night in the lighted space. One memorable night, he saw a peregrine dive repeatedly at migrants, catching many and leaving them on a ledge to grab others. In 30 minutes, the falcon made 25 dives and caught 7 birds. That season, Bob saw 111 peregrine hunting attempts, and they were 33% successful. Bob DeCandido has also watched an eastern phoebe land and catch insects from the observation deck, and he's seen many birds, from warblers to flickers and sapsuckers, taking naps up to 90 minutes long and then resuming their flights. He's been averaging over 10,000 migrating birds each fall. Most of the best nights have been when wind speed is greater than 15 miles per hour. As with what we observe with songbird migration here, he sees them moving in loose associations rather than actual flocks. He wrote to me yesterday with a graph of this year's migration so far. He notes that August was slow, about 50% less than similar period last year, but September has been incredible so far. I've posted his graph of migration on my blog at birderblog.com. Bob's invited me to come out and see this incredible migration for myself. I'm hoping to head to New York at the end of this month. Of course, when I get to the top, I'll sort of mentally be expecting to see Cary Grant, or at least Tom Hanks, but seeing a bird migration night from the splendid building will have a wonderful romance all its own. Production of For the Birds is made possible by support from KUND and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.